My sisters and brothers, as I told you at the beginning of the Mass, I am Father Benny and I came to the US in 2015. I began my ministry in the US at Good Shepherd Parish. Then I went up to Vincent's for 1.5 years, came down to Saints Mary and John, Evansville downtown for 4 years, and now I am at Annunciation Parish as the pastor. I am here for a mission appeal for a group of sisters working in India. Before I say something about them, let me jump into a little homily based on today's readings. None of us like to be called a fool. It is very humiliating to be called a fool. But in today's gospel passage, Jesus calls this rich man a fool. Let us look at this concept of being called a fool in the Bible. If we look at the book of Psalms, Psalm number 14, verse 1, there we read like this: fools say in their hearts, there is no God. Fools say in their hearts, there is no God. In the biblical sense, a fool or a foolish person is one who tells that there is no God. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, we have these two disciples walking to Emmaus. This is after the resurrection of Jesus. And we know the story. Jesus accompanied these two disciples like a stranger. And Jesus very innocently asked, "What are you talking about?" And these two disciples asked, "Are you the only one in Jerusalem who does not know what happened there these days?" And Jesus said, "What things?" And then these two disciples narrated everything. But let us come to verse 25 in that same chapter. There, Jesus calls them like this: "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared." So who is a foolish person? A foolish person is one who has not read the scripture, who has not studied the scripture, who has not believed in the scripture. None of us like to be called a fool. But then in the Bible, we have occasions where certain people are called fools. And then Jesus told everything about himself from the scripture. In today's gospel passage, we have this addressing by Jesus. He called this rich man a fool. Actually, what did he do to be called a fool? He was a hardworking man. He made a lot of money. And he simply thought that he could rest and enjoy the rest of his life. But he didn't know that everything he earned, everything he made, was the gift of God. A lot of people forget God when they have a lot of things. And Jesus simply calls this rich man, "You fool, what if I take your life tonight? What will happen to everything that you think you have your security on?" My sisters and brothers, I like to bring your attention to St. Paul's letter to the first letter to Timothy, chapter 6, verse 7. And there we read like this. St. Paul is writing, so touching. "We brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it." What a wonderful statement. St. Paul, having experienced Christ in his life, now he tells, "We brought nothing into this world, and we are not going to take anything with us." When we read the Old Testament, the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21, Job, after having gone through all the loss in his life, he tells like this, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." My sisters and brothers, we are so fortunate that we enjoy a deep faith in Christ. Christ lives here in our heart, and he is very close to us. So let us continue to live our life of deep faith in Christ, and we will be called wise people for loving him and believing in him. I just want to share something about the mission appeal that I am here for. The sisters were supposed to come to do this mission appeal. They applied for their visa to the US, but they didn't get their visa. So I am asked to do this for them. I know this congregation. They are a Franciscan congregation which began in 1949. It was founded by servant of God, Monsignor Joseph Kandathil. He began this congregation to take care of people affected by the leprosy disease. During that time, no one wanted to give their service in taking care of people affected by this disease. And he had this dream, he had this vision of getting a group of people, especially women, to take care of these people. And that's how it all began. Now, after almost 70 to 80 years, they have four provinces and two regions. And they continue this mission of taking care of the leprosy patients. They take care of the sick. They take care of the marginalized of the society. Especially they look after the physically and mentally challenged children, the deaf and the dumb. It's a beautiful congregation with a lot of outreach ministries going on in that congregation. When I looked at the charism of the congregation, I was so impressed. The charism of the congregation is to radiate the compassionate love of Jesus to the poor, to the sick, and to the marginalized. And the sisters, they care, console, and heal these people as Jesus did, and make them experience the love of the Heavenly Father and prepare them for his kingdom. I know this congregation, they go to the villages. Maybe you don't understand what that is. In India, villages are the living places of people away from town. And they live in a small groups of like 40, 50, 60 families. And so these sisters go to the villages. They do the outreach ministry. They do the health care programs. And they take care of these leprosy patients, housing them in their own convents and looking after them. They also take care of the children of the HIV/AIDS patients. And they bring these children, house them and send them to the schools. They also have schools for the special needs education, taking care of children who are mentally and physically challenged. Unlike the US, Indian government has nothing too much giving to these people, and so a lot of Christian missionaries do this kind of voluntary service in helping these children and families. In this special needs education, they give training to the children to be self-reliant. They teach them to read and write, give them opportunities for sports and games. They train their parents how to take care of children who are mentally and physically challenged. They give vocational training, and also they give physiotherapy and medical attention. What they are asking for today is about their need, your support for their students in formation. When I asked the sister superior, the provincial superior, she said, they have 55 students in formation at various stages of formation. That is a huge number. We are having a hard time to get 10 seminarians at all stages of formation. And this congregation has 55 students at various stages of formation. My sisters and brothers, when I heard this number, I was so thrilled. If we can help, let us help. Because God is calling these young girls to give their life for God and for the people. And all they are asking for is your support for these students in formation. When I asked Sister Superior if they wanted something in particular, she said they are in need of two computers. They need two computers and they need two LCD projectors. And she also mentioned about the repair of two formation houses, the renovation of formation houses. When she told me about the renovation of their formation houses, I was thinking like, you know, she is going to talk about $1 million renovation. And I said, Sister, how much would that cost? Sister said, one house would cost $15,000. I asked Sister, how much? She said, $15,000. I said, with the $15,000, you can get your house renovated and repaired? And she said, yes. These are Franciscan sisters. They live a very simple life. And the second formation house would cost around $10,000. When I saw these figures, I said, my goodness, they can get these two houses renovated with these little amounts. My sisters and brothers, if you are able to help, please contact the sisters. I have this brochure outside on a table. When you leave, please take this if you are able to help them. They are asking for $300 a year to sponsor a candidate for their formation. If you are able to spare $300 and support a candidate to become a nun and work as a Franciscan, please take this. They have the address and the email. Please contact them directly and please help them. Today there will be a second collection taken up after communion, and that collection will go to those sisters. God bless you. Let us continue with the Mass. Please stand for the profession of faith.